This is MJ. I'm an author, I'm an artist, I'm a Digimon analyzer. Find all my work at MJMuñoz.com. Get ready for a next level discussion of those monster friends for the boys and girls. Digimon Paradox Chapter 1 is interesting. I like it for the most part. If you know me, you can probably guess that I think Eve's outfit is absolutely ridiculous and unnecessary. But, you know, whatever it takes to sell this stuff, right? So, it makes me uncomfortable, and I think it's strange. But as far as the story is concerned, I really do like the story of this sweet guy, Reiji I'm just going to call him Reiji, okay? Reiji's a very sweet guy. He's very nice. It's cool that he has this, haunted past where there was this dog that was taken to the pound and killed, because he wasn't there to protect it, to defend it from these neighborhood, bullies or whatever these, bad kids were, or kids who made a big, bad mistake. And that's really interesting. It really, humanizes him. It shows him to be kind of this, good, noble, heroic kind of person. He seems a little bit like a thug, especially with him beating people up in the beginning. I don't know what these people were doing to these cats, and it sure seems like they were hurting these cats. And I guess they hurt, Yama, whatever Elecmon's previous evolution is and whatever he calls him. I think he calls him Yama. And, obviously that's bad and that's sad and that's not good at all. But he stands up for the poor animal and, he takes it into his care and he takes it home with him, and his sister and her friends are drinking in his room, to look at the cherry blossoms, which is kind of odd, but, I don't know, the sister drinking kind of reminds me a little bit of, so I got different vibes from this, and there's nothing bad about the, potential homages or the way that this works in other ideas from other shows and the way it kind of feels like it's reflecting something else. But first of all, before I go into all that, I'm just going to say I really like this. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was very good, very well done, super interesting story being told here. There's this whole, past, present, future, Digimon or digital weapons from 300 years in the future, and they're dangerous, and this girl's a time traveler, and she, changes time in multiple ways in this, and then there's this somehow, I don't know what she came out of. Did she come out of his computer while he was waiting? And then there's this Devigermon that comes through the computer as well, and there's just, a whole lot of mystery being set up and a whole lot of different interesting elements that are being set up for the story to delve into and to show to us in the future. And, or I guess for the manga to show to us in the future. And I'm really liking what's going on here. I was hoping to myself that the one condition that Reiji would have for Eve staying with him is that she would, put on a real shirt, but, whatever. Getting back to the story and not focusing on her presentation, it's a very eye-catching outfit, though, I will say that. Kudos to you, person who wrote this, which actually, hold on, let me find out who that was. Okay, so I just found out about this. So apparently on With the Will, they posted that there were interviews that were done, two sets of interviews, it looks like, that were done about this whole Digimon comic thing. So they've got them here. I'm going to go ahead and just read it in a little bit, but I'm interested. I really like the potential of this, this story. The idea of Digimon coming from the future and being these digital weapons is really cool. And, the fact that, the Digimon was able to go into his phone without him knowing was pretty fun. And it was cool that, she was able to somehow sense it with, advanced technology from the future. It seems magical, and get it to, come out of its, hiding place in the phone. It was neat. And then, that Quagamon, I think she had to touch the armband thingy on herself, which is her device, in order to get Quagamon to come forth. But that was, it was really cool. And the color shots in there were cool. And, Reiji's got, a really cool, strong, punk aesthetic to him. Not his aesthetic so much, but more his attitude and his actions. His aesthetic, he looks like Aruto Hiden from Kamen Rider Zero One, which is very funny. But since this is written by a fan, it's very possible they're also a fan of Zero One. And they said, I'm going to throw a little Aruto thing in here. But Anyway, that's kind of interesting. Yeah, so I liked it, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I sure hope Eve puts a shirt on. I'm sure she won't. And I'm going to go ahead and read the the interview here. It's machine translation with a little bit of a touch-up, I guess. So thanks. Let's see who posted this. Mark FBR. I'm not familiar enough with the will. I don't follow things as much as I could. Oh, and I can't access the information. All right. So anyway, thanks, Mark, for this with the will. And I might post a note to this or a link to this in the show notes, which you can find on my website, mbmwindows.com. So here we go. Oh, that's actually pretty long. But I'm still going to read it. So this is not a direct interview. It's giving the answer. So when they were chosen, this is Ayumu Minato is the author, the mangaka of Digimon Paradox. So anyway, Mr. Kitty's coming for attention. When they were chosen to be published for Digimon Comic, they were very happy as digital monster children code, which got them chosen for the manga awards, was their debut, so this is actually their first ongoing work. They felt the joy of becoming a manga artist, so that must have been from the previous contest that was run, I guess. When they won, they were working for a company and drawing manga in their spare time. They weren't satisfied and finished work at the time and had half given up, but were still hopeful. They checked their mailbox every day just in case they would hear something before an official announcement. They got a phone call from a number they didn't know, heard the word V-jumps, and their heart leapt on their chest, or out of their chest. They were at work, but couldn't help but jump up. The idea behind Children Code... Oh, hold on. I must be reading the wrong one. Why is this called Children Code when this says... The second part includes Minato, Ayumu Minato, for Paradox. Huh. Hold on. No, that's right. Maybe they messed up, or maybe either I'm missing a reference or they messed something up. So here we go. The idea behind Children Code was wanting to submit a Digimon work they thought they would show, or they thought would show the appeal of Digimon to many people. They love the anime, but they also love just the existence of Digimon. It's not cool. It's not just cool or cute, but they can have this mysterious, almost eerie, and can even be frightening like monsters. All these aspects they wanted to convey to readers. They fell in love via the anime, which they say, of course. They saw the first episode of Digimon Adventure in kindergarten and thought, this is interesting, how fun. Right after that, they moved, and they forgot about it later on. They were watching TV and saw episode 21, Koromon, The Great Clash in Tokyo. They thought it was interesting, so they asked their parents and looked it up so they could watch the first episode. When watching that again, they realized that this is an anime from back then, and they were hooked to see how the story would develop. Initially, they planned to be a novelist, and when they submitted work to a publisher, the editor asked if they could draw. They tried on the spot and were given the advice, you'll get better if you practice, why don't you try practicing? They didn't really like drawing at the time, so they didn't practice for long. They were an office worker, and vaguely thought, I want to work writing a story someday, which led them to the manga awards, as mentioned earlier. Digimon influences their creative work a lot, especially Digimon Adventure and Our War Game by director Mamoru Hosoda, which you definitely saw references to Our War Game in this that I forgot to mention when they went into the digital world, basically, which was super cool, going through the computer screen and everything. They think it's evidence in the manga award comic, and they pay homage to that. One of their favorite comments that made them happy was a comment that said, while reading it, Bolero started to play in my head. I don't know what that means. They believe the main readers of Digimon comic would be fans, but they also want Digimon to continue to be more popular, so they tried to make a story that would be interesting to even people who knew nothing about Digimon. The editor said, in a good way, it doesn't rely on Digimon, but is a story made by humans. The work from the manga award was centered more on Digimon, but they tried to make it more narrative this time. The Digimon play an active role, of course, and they think the development will have it be more of a Digimon style in 3 and 4. Digimon like Koagumon, Devidramon, Wanyamon, that's what it was, and others appear, but they want Digimon to be more monster-like. There's a big Omegamon or Omnimon fan, but at that time they were a bit disappointed that they looked more like a human or a hero type, as they think part of the appeal, I think, is in the monster. So they wanted to use that. Since Quagamon appeared in Digimon Adventure Episode 1, which I did notice that was like a reference or an homage to the original episode, the impression is it is an enemy or bad Digimon. They wanted to dispel it by giving it a different role. And he does kind of like advise the girl, Eve, to do stuff, and he's not all bad. The setting of the manga award children code was the Digimon I wanted to play with, that they felt Digimon fans must have been thinking of for years, and it was born from that. Paradox was born from the idea that Digimon are monsters, but from a different angle. They are treated here not just as monsters, but as weapons. The story is also meant to overturn the idea of being scary because they are alive. So they thought about how to depict it in the present, which is how they came up with the idea of From the Future, mixing it with a boy meets girl story where the boy doesn't know they are weapons and the girl does know. As they meet and interact with each other, their understanding of Digimon changes. So that's pretty interesting. I'm glad I read that. And I hope you're glad I read it too. I'm actually going to go ahead and show you another one of the Digimon that I've created. I think I'm going to go with a girl this time for sure. And you can judge me for being a hypocrite or not. Yeah.
So I criticize Eve for being a little bit racy, and I've got these two Digimon, female Digimon characters who I could talk about, who both of them are a little racy. And I will actually go with this one over here because it's not only a little bit racy and therefore exposes a little bit of my hypocrisy, but it also has another element, which is that it's a little bit derivative of something else. Just like I think that Aruto Hiden, from Kamen Rider 01 is a design inspiration for Reiji, although I think it's like Jujutsu Kaisen kind of, isn't that what that one's called? I think like main guy kind of looks like that too, which so it could be that. Now I'm not accusing, the mangaka of being like, you know, creatively bankrupt. I'm just saying it's interesting because it sure looks like a reference. So anyway, getting back to this one, what is this one inspired by, you might say? Well, first of all, like, look at this. She looks like she's naked, and I played with it. She's covered in fur, so it's kind of like she's wearing like a cat suit or whatever, which I thought, well, you know, she's technically covered. Like, look, you can, but like, she's also kind of naked. You can see her toes. I'm pretty sure that's chocolate from years ago on there, by the way. Mmm, tasty. Anyway, so like, you can see her toes, and she's got like claws, not fingernails. But yeah, like, she's basically naked, but I have her, you know, covered up appropriately, and I will talk about her a little bit more. But basically, I went with this idea. Oh, and the, you know, the derivative thing, this is definitely a Kamen Rider design, which is interesting that, you know, this person and I both like Digimon, and it looks like we both like Kamen Rider, if that in fact is a Kamen Rider design. So I decided to make a little worm, because I love Wormmon, and I love that Wormmon turns into Stingmon. And I don't know if this was actually, is this a Stingmon homage, or was I already aware that Stingmon was connected to Kamen Rider, because he looks kind of like Kamen Rider Black RX, and like the way that he and Kenichi Joji are a detective and, you know, monster dude in the end of 02 is very much like Kuga and Ichijo, which Ichijo, Ichijoji, there's a connection there. Anyway, so the Digimon 02 people were fans of Kuga, but Kuga was also on the air that year in 2000. So, I mean, and it's an amazing show. So says everybody. The first 10 episodes were fantastic, and everybody says the show gets better and better from then. So anyway, it makes sense. It's popular. But anyway, so she's a little worm larva type thing, inspired by Wormmon, turns into this cool moth lady, and then she turns into this fairy lady, and then she turns into a little pixie. And this is kind of like Marine Angemon, how he's so tiny, but he's a mega. But yeah, so I mean, this is definitely a Wormmon-inspired design. This is a Stingmon-inspired design, but she's kind of like a magician's assistant, like kind of, you know, cute, and she's got a little like coattail type of thing, but then she's got like kind of a wings going there too. I typically like to cover the butt when I'm doing drawings because I try to be a little chaste, a little modest here. But, you know, still show off the thighs, I guess. So, and again, this drawing's from years ago, and it's just kind of reflecting what my philosophy was back then. I don't know why these zipper things. Did anybody have zippers like this in 02? Maybe on the shoes the kids had zippers like that, and she's got zippers going upper middle as well. I wish I had another angle on her. I know I've drawn her from the front as well, but you're not going to see that now. But yeah, there she is. She's feminine. She's got the hair poking out in the back, which is like a thing that Stingmon has, but it's also, well, it's a thing that Stingmon has. It's a thing that Metal Greymon has, but more importantly, the Stingmon Kamen Rider Connection, the original Kamen Rider 1 and 2 have their hair sticking out of the back of their masks, like, or their helmets like that, which is super cool. And I gave her, you know, a feminine, you know, furry moth type deal here, and she's got furry antennae, because I like moths. And then she's kind of like a moth or butterfly, but she's more than that, because she's this fairy with all these wings. And Digimon's got, like, magic creatures like Wizardmon, who have, like, the sewn shut mouths. I'm not sure why her eyes are closed. And I carried her, you know, eye pattern here, from here to here, almost like she shed the shell, and now she's, like, this more powerful version of herself, covered in fur, because she's, you know, kind of like a butterfly's body, which is all black, and I think it's furry. Anyway, that's what I was trying to do, and I thought I would give her this very feminine form, this very weak-looking form, and make her very delicate, and then I'd give her these really killer chain weapons with these spikes on them. So my ideal for her fighting is she flies around and she swings these things and, you know, smacks the enemy and stuff with them and stabs them and things like that, which is pretty metal. And then, speaking of metal, she turns into this metal ball of, I don't know, Chrome Digizoid or whatever, with these weird patterns on her, and, like, that's, you know, her eye right there, we're zooming in on, and then those are, like, sharp teeth, so she can open her mouth and chomp stuff, I guess. And then these wings have, like, kind of a digital pattern on it, kind of a pattern supposed to evoke light. I don't know if I was, like, saw Harry Potter and, like, stole the idea of the Golden Snitch and kind of infuse it into this for her. It's very possible that's what I did. But anyway, that's my, you know, kind of racy Digimon lady, and you can call me a big, fat hypocrite for criticizing Eve's character design, but, you know, she's at least covered, even if it's a little skimpy. But anyway, there we are.
I hope you enjoyed that. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. I invite you to comment, ask questions, and share your thoughts with me. It's always more fun when you're part of the conversation. Until next time, shatter despair apart and show me your brave heart. Visit MJMunoz.com for more of my work and help me build up the Fortress Fiction.